They kept looking back into Egypt, praise the Lord, and began to tell the man of God that he made a mistake for bringing them out there in the wilderness. Said we were better off in bondage in Egypt. And many times God will let you go through some stuff. He's not going to always come and get you out of the situation that you're in. God going to let you go through it. Because when you go through it, that's when you learn something. When you have to go through something. Your parent can tell you all day long about don't do this and don't do that. Praise the Lord. But when you go through it, then that when you learn, praise the Lord. Oh, I see what Bishop Marbury was talking about now. I see exactly what Bishop Marbury, wow, because I'm walking in the footprint now, in the shoes now. See, when it come down to the sheep, it said that David, praise the Lord, was tending to the sheep. And one thing about the sheep, and you may not like me tonight, is the sheep got to be led. And whatever one sheep do, another sheep gonna do it. If one sheep jump over this fence, then a whole bunch of other sheep gonna come and jump over the fence. And if they tear the fence down, guess what? The last one's still gonna jump because all the rest of them jump. It said that David was already tending to the sheep. And it's not an easy thing tending to the sheep. You may not like me tonight. You may not like me tonight, but I know I'm on what God wants me to say. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See, when you tend to the sheep, it's gonna take your time that you have with your honey. They're going to take your time that you have with your money. She's going to take your time. That's why he said, I have given you pastor as of my own heart. Praise the Lord. They're going to feed you with knowledge and understanding. It said that David was tending to the sheep. David was already tending to the sheep. God knows everything. He knew that David was already tending to the sheep. The man of God didn't know, but God already knew that David was tending to the sheep. And if you're any kind of man of God or woman of God, you should smell like sheep. Oh, you may not like me tonight. You may tell me to quit. I don't know. Looking at me, mine is strained tonight. But what about the things of God? What about the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in an unknown tongue as God give you the uttering? Praise the Lord. Huh? Hallelujah. What about that prayer? That ain't important to you. See, that was wrong right now. You got the wrong thing. Your mind is on the wrong thing. He says, seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. And he said, I will. You know what he said? I add all things to you. I bless you coming in. I bless you going out. Praise the Lord. If you put me first. But many times, praise the Lord is not first on our list. And you may not like me tonight. He ain't the first on my list. God way down there to the bottom of my list. But we want so many things from the Lord. Well, in the Bible says, if I go in the prayer room and shut the door and pray to God, which sees in the spirit, praise the Lord, see secretly, he going to reward me openly. That's what God wants you to do, to go in that prayer room. That's what he wants you to do. He wants you to go in the prayer room. Because when you're in there, praise the Lord, then God going to show you something that you ain't going to like. He going to show you you. He going to show you you, praise the Lord. Yeah, God wants you to go in that prayer room and shut the door. And pray to God. And when you pray to him, then he's going to tell you something about yourself, praise the Lord, that you already know. But he's going to tell you about yourself, praise the Lord. Show you what you need to get rid of, praise the Lord. Say, you brought all this stuff in here, praise the Lord, to the altar, praise the Lord. He begin to go on tell you, say, get rid of this and get rid of that, praise the Lord. I want to strip you, praise the Lord, out of everything, praise the Lord. Everything, I want to strip you. What God want to do, he want to strip somebody, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, too heavy, praise the Lord.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today, and we're truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You've just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
shine all around us by day and night. Jesus, where we are, beautiful light, somewhere the dew drops. Shine all around us by day and night. Shine all around us. Shine.
Save a wretch like me. snares. I have already come. So many dangers and so many snares. I have already. Thank you, Jesus. You brought me through the valley and over the hill. Safe. And that same grace, be seated, gonna lead me. Father, we thank you right now for your grace and your mercy. Lord, we thank you for being a comforter to us when we need comfort. We thank you for being a company keeper when we need keeping company. And Lord, most of all, we thank you for Jesus, your darling son who you gave to us for times such as these. And now, Lord, as we lean into your word, Lord, we ask that even though it may be brief, we ask that you make me your mouthpiece and your sounding board so that something I say may draw people to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 Giving honor to the Godhead, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Our pastor emeritus and his wife, Dr. and Mrs. Hewitt Lawson. Reverend Lennox to my left, before me, Dr. and Mrs. McAbee to my right, Minister Sandy Humphrey. Say to all of you, so glad to be here with you and also the rest of this great family. Just for a little while, go with me to Book of Matthew, 16th chapter, starting at the 13th verse. And as you go there, think about the way we say things in our everyday life, the phrases we use, the connotations of those phrases, the off-the-cuff things that we normally say sometimes in private company, sometimes in the company of general body like we have today. Matthew 16 chapter. Starting at the 13th verse, listen to this. When Jesus came unto the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Yeah. Yeah. They said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, Elias, and others, Jeremiah, are one of the prophets. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. We use for a subject just a few minutes today, I promise you. They say. They say. This time of year, especially at Christmas time, we ought to know who Jesus is. Amen. We ought to know already, but especially now. But there's some bad information out there. Don't get Jesus confused with Santa. Can I get a witness? Amen. But Jesus wants us to know who he is for ourselves. Amen. Amen. Now, it's all right to listen to people every now and then. Some people have good information. But sometimes you just can't trust everybody. Let's talk about they. They, the word itself, is a pronoun. It means those ones, huh? Them folks, amen? Yeah. Sometimes they are people we know. Yeah. Other times they don't even have a name. Yeah. They can be that silent majority that we listen to before we listen to God, before we listen to our parents, before we listen to our spouses, before we listen to our loved ones, before we listen to our pastor, we listen to they. I heard a preacher say one time, who the hell is they? They, let me tell you about they. They can be somebody that doesn't know what they are talking about. They might be somebody that's jealous of you. They could just want to harm you so they tell you anything. They could be somebody that want what you got and they plant a bug in your ear so it'd be easy for them to get it. Don't let what they say send you to hell. James 1 and 22 says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. You see, once they tell you something, amen, they get you started to believe in what they say, then nobody else can tell you anything. And then the stronger they get, then you start telling other folks what they say. Jesus had just crossed the sea from Magdala to Caesarea. He had just fed his second multitude of people. Now, he had just dealt with the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Now, that's a bunch of they says right there. Pharisees, they love to tell folk what they say. Amen. So, right here, he questions his own disciples that he had with him. Listen, if you will. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Now, Jesus asked this question not because he doesn't know, but he asked it to make his disciples aware of some things. Don't you ever believe Jesus didn't know already, amen? But sometimes you have to put a question to people to draw something out of them, because otherwise they wouldn't respond right. So you make them think about it, amen? Verse 14 says it like this, and they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Now, the first they right here is the disciples. But the some say is the biblical equivalent of they say. Amen? And you see right here that they got it wrong. Somebody talking about he John the Baptist. One of them say Elijah, another say Jeremiah, or a prophet. Jesus is a whole lot more than just a prophet. Can I get a witness? So you see right there, they got it all wrong. They didn't know who Jesus was. They needed to come to the rock and see just who he was. Amen. Verse 15 says, he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Jesus got tired of talking about they say. He wanted to know what you say. Can I get a witness? Amen. You see, every now and then you got to speak for yourself. Amen. They say, got you turned around, running around, telling other folk what they say. But you need to know something for yourself. Can I get a witness? Amen. They say God is dead. Amen. What you say? Can I get a witness? They say put an X on your house and then put M-A-S. They say you can exile Christ. What about what you say? Can I get a witness? They say Jesus didn't really come. I want to know what you say. Do I have some you says here today? What you say? Verse 16 says, and Simon Peter, big mouth Peter, answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. You see, Peter decided he couldn't keep quiet no longer. Can I get a witness? Every now and then you just got to say something. He decided to set the record straight. Lord, I know who you are. I'm glad to tell you who you are. See, if you know the truth, then you need to dismiss what they say. If you know the real deal, you need to let they say go on down the road. If you know what's really going on, don't let they say get on Facebook and tell you all kind of stuff. They say is on Instagram. They say is in the White House. They say is down the street. I want to dismiss they say. Do I have some you says here? Can I get a witness? What do you say about it? Let me tell you something. If you know Jesus, You say how they whipped him all night long. If you know Jesus, you say how they marched him up an old dusty hill. If you really know Jesus, you say how they nailed him on an old rugged cross. If you know Jesus for yourself, you say that he hung his head in the locks of his shoulders and gave up the ghost. If you know Jesus, you say on the third day, early, early, on Sunday morning, you say he got up with all power in heaven and earth, all power, more power